Okay, Chargers and Texans is the next one we'll look at. We'll get started with the Chargers. So Kazir White led the way here, 11 combined tackles, 6 of them solo. He was in for 100% of snaps. What else we got here? So something happened to Drew Tranquil. I remember seeing that. Tranquil. All right, let's see what that is. Questionable to return, leg injury. Okay, and that's why we got so much Kenneth Murray this week. We got 75% snaps Kenneth Murray. Although Mike Wohlert mentioned that he was playing more edge rush, trying to do like a Joey Bosa replacement, much like Micah Parsons does. So I'm not sure how tied together those things are. I mean, I didn't see this game, so I couldn't tell you. But regardless, Drew Tranquil injured. You know, that's going to take him out maybe next week. Keep an eye on that. Kenneth Murray did see a spike in snaps, but whether that's more tied to Joey Bosa or more tied to Drew Tranquil, no idea. Not a good thing to have, you know, uncertainty about. But Tranquil left after 29% of snaps. So I don't know. Keep an eye on that. Follow the beat writers as the week goes on. Does that mean we trust Kenneth Murray next week? Hell no. Hell no. Stay the heck away from that guy. I would not trust that as far as I could throw it with no arms. Stay away from that. Kazir White is obviously super trustable, and Tranquil, assuming he's healthy and can play next week, is trustable in deeper leagues as an LB like 4. But yeah, no Kenneth Murray. No Kenneth Murray. I don't care if he played 75% of snaps this week. That is the last thing you want to trust finals week. Hell no. Okay, I digress. Christian Covington, good week. 9 combined tackles. 66% of snaps. He's had the occasional good week, but we don't want to chase that. Aloe Gilman, 6 combined tackles. Aloe Gilman is... Jesus, who is this guy? Oh, backup safety for Derwin. So that's the other fun thing that happened. So Derwin was declared active, but didn't actually play. It was just active, so everyone put him in their lineups, and then he didn't actually play. So we all ate the zero because, you know, no one... There was one beat writer that tried to warn us. He said, hey, Derwin's active, but he's watching warm-ups, so he's probably not going to play. No one got the message in time. Everyone ate the zero. So, sucks, but true. And I'm just going to double down on what I said last week. I don't give a shit if Derwin looks healthy next week. Sit him. It's not worth it. It's not worth eating the zero again. Again. You know, how many times do we have to go through this? I'm done. You know, until next year, I'm done. He's been great. I love the guy. He's safety one when he's healthy, but right now with the hamstring, we just cannot screw around with this. We've had this happen too many weeks in a row, and you just can't trust it, especially finals week. Get a safety that's going to play 100% of snaps, that's in a good matchup, and just set it and forget it. Move on. Okay. Beyond that, bunch of dudes I've never heard of. That's because COVID ravaged this team. I'm not going to get into all the guys I've never heard of. We know who the normal actors are here. We know who the normal options are. And we're not going to trust any of these guys that we've never heard of for 1 week for finals. It's that simple. So I'm not even going to bother. Jerry Tillery did have a sack. Good for him. He was in for 81% of snaps. And that's about it of things. Nasir Adderley, down game, just 3 combined tackles and a tackle for loss despite playing 100% of snaps. He's come back down to earth a little bit recently. And Asante Samuel was back, 3 solo tackles, 2 passes defended. Asante Samuel played 100% of snaps. So let's see what the matchup looks like next week for the Chargers. They've got the Broncos, which is just, I don't know. Let's see what they did this week. Broncos, because they're a little bit different with what's his face in there, HCL. Still only 153 yards passing on 15 completions. So yeah, I mean, their passing attack is still dog shit, even with HCL in there, horse blank lock in there. So, yeah, I don't think we want to stream against that. It's nice to see Asante Samuel is back. I love this guy. His dad was incredible, and his son is just as good. Genetics, it's a thing. But no, we're not going to trust it against Denver, so we can skip that. As cool as it is to see that he's back in the lineup. So yeah, that's pretty much it for the Chargers. We got to keep an eye on Drew Tranquil, see what's happening there. Hopefully we get Joey Bosa back for finals. And Derwin, even if he is, you know, practicing all week and they say he's active and this, that, and the other, I'm done. I'm out. I've got one redraft league where I've got him that's pretty shallow, so I know I can find a good option. I'm just going to shit can him. I'm going to blow him right out the airlock. I don't care. I'm not playing this game anymore. We'll circle back next season. I've had enough. Thank you. All right, heading over to the Texans. Neville Hewitt led the way. 11 combined tackles, 8 of them solo. He was in for 100% of snaps. Garrett Wallow saw 82% of snaps. So despite Christian Kirksey being active, he only saw 34% of snaps. Kamu Grugier-Hill still remains on COVID IR. So let's see what's up with Christian Kirksey here. So I'm willing to bet they just eased him back in because COVID does tend to ravage you pretty good. All right, let's see. So he was activated from the COVID list. That's it. I can't find anything else on him. But so that does add some question for next week. Do they do the same with Kamu? If Kamu's back, what do we see? What combination of these guys do we see if they're going to ease them back in? Right? Like they did with Kirksey here. I don't know. That is not a problem we need to have right now. Normal order of operations is Christian Kirksey, Kamu, Grugier-Hill, 100% of snaps each. Set it, forget it. Done deal. You got a couple LB2s, solid, right there. Easy. With this, I don't know. The first option would be Neville Hewitt if either one of them can't go. That would actually, as much as it sucks to say, probably be the best scenario is if Kamu could not go again this next week. Then at least we would know Neville Hewitt's an option. And then it would either be Neville Hewitt and Kirksey or Neville Hewitt and Garrett Wallow. But we would know at least we've got one guy. If Kamu is able to go next week, we don't know what we've got. So that's the play, I think, is if Kamu and Kirksey are active next week, you can't trust anything here, according to what I'm looking at. Because Kirksey should have been back to full snaps this week. He was not. He was inside linebacker 3 behind Neville Hewitt and Garrett Wallow. So that's not good. That's a lot of questions for the final week of playoffs. So I don't know what to tell you, but that's what's happening. Okay, beyond that, Desmond King, Tavier Thomas both had the two best days at streaming corner this week. 10 solo tackles and a pass defense for Desmond King on 100% of snaps. 8 combined tackles, 6 of them solo, a pass defense, an interception, yep, and a touchdown. 48 yard touchdown for Tavier Thomas this week on 77% of snaps. These were two of my favorite streaming corner options this week. If you read my cornerback article, you'd know exactly what I was talking about. I hyped these guys up to the heavens, and man, did they have massive weeks. I had them everywhere. They bailed me out all over the place. It was a thing of absolute beauty. So glad to see it. Let's see who Houston has next week. Niners. And it's Niners without Jimmy G. Jimmy G's got something torn in his finger, I just saw, in his thumb, so he's probably out. So that's not a great passing attack. We could probably skip. I don't know. It's tough to sit these guys. They usually spend so much time on defense that just volume gets them decent numbers. So I don't know. Deeper leagues only, keep them going. Okay, beyond that, we got Justin Reed back this week. He was up to 100% of snaps, 7 combined tackles. Garrett Wallow, despite the excellent playing time, just 4 combined tackles, 2 of them solo. So that's not great. Kirksey, only 3 combined tackles. We talked about him. He was only in for 34% of snaps. Got a bunch of guys we never heard of. And Jonathan Greenard, I'm not seeing. Yeah, looks like he continues to be out with COVID, so that's their best pass rush option. I'm not seeing him this week, so keep an eye out for him as well. But that raises more questions. Would he be eased back in as well, like they're doing with Kirksey, right? I don't know. So tough to trust much on the Texans this next week here. And it's too bad, because with the Niners in town and that super run-happy attack, the inside linebackers would be massively valuable if we knew who the hell they were going to be. So, I don't know. A week is a long time in today's NFL. We could have Hewitt and Wallow get swallowed up by the COVID IR, and then we don't have a choice. Then it's Camus and Christian Kirksey, and we know what it is, and we're good to go, right? So I think we just let this thing play out over the week, see what happens, and then, you know, adjust as needed with the general order of operations I gave you earlier, plus anything we learn from beat writers, etc., before kickoff on Sunday. If we can find out who these options are against the Niners, we should play them. But if there's any kind of uncertainty where we might eat a zero, I would pivot and go elsewhere. That's the move here. So that was the Texans, that was the Chargers, and let's keep on going.